I'm sorry, but Back to the Future was mostly wrong. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Today is Back to the Future Day.
4:29 p.m. on Wednesday, October 21st, 2015.
Marty McFly and Doc Brown travel to this very day in Back to the Future 2, and they see a headline on a holographic billboard.
Cubs win World Series.
That's the clip everybody's talking about. But they forget the rest of the line.
Against Miami?
Yes.
Not to be fussy, but Miami's out, and the World Series doesn't even start until next week. But then that's how predictions tend to go. Spielberg's new film, Steve Jobs, starts with a prediction by sci-fi icon Arthur C. Clarke, who's standing in front of a giant mainframe computer, telling a reporter that one day every household will have access to one.
These things will make possible a world in which we can contact our friends anywhere on Earth, even if we don't know their actual physical location.
And he predicted the consequences of that kind of technology.
In fact, almost any executive skill, even any physical skill, could be made independent of distance.
Yes, he predicted outsourcing. But then he also predicted that cities would disappear.
In fact, men will no longer commute. They won't have to travel for business anymore. They'll only travel for pleasure.
Wrong. Come to think of it, Back to the Future predicted something similar.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
I know we're all enjoying our roadless non-commutes. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.